V'yal kein oz b'yom ha'kippurim ikur shleimus ha'tfila. Now you'll understand also why Yom Kippur is unique versus all other holidays. Yom Kippur is the one day of the year that we have five tefillos. On Shabbos we have four tefillos. On Yom Tov we have four tefillos, all the regular holidays. On Yom Kippur we have number five, which is Ne'ila. Because on Yom Kippur is when we're achieving the highest Nishma, which we said, what is Nishma? Nishma is Tfila. Lishmoya el Horino vel Hatfila. And this is also why on Yom Kippur the Emuna reaches a certain Shlemus, and it shines with an incredibly bright light. Because it's on Yom Kippur that we're achieving Nase and Nishma on the highest level. Remember, Nase was Torah, Nishma was Tfila. Yom Kippur is the completion of Matan Torah. That's when we receive the final set of Luchos, the second set of Luchos. So we have Nase v'Nishma on the highest level, which helps us achieve Emuna on the highest level. Nase v'Nishma is a display of incredible faith in Hashem. Hashem, we trust you completely. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur changed his clothing five different times, from gold to white, from white to gold to white to gold, back and forth. And each time there was a change of garments, he toiveled in the mikveh first. So there were five tevilos on Yom Kippur, corresponding to the five times that he changed his clothes. So Rav Nosson Zal says, I don't understand here. I understand. When the Kohen Gadol is switching from gold garments to white garments, he's switching from the avodah that he was doing outside the Holy of Holies to inside. He's going into the Holy of Holies. Bevadai roi sheyitboil. I understand that requires going to the mikveh. Since he's going up, he's going to a higher level of holiness. I understand when you want to enter into a higher level of holiness, you got to toivel in the mikveh. Whereas when he's changing from the white clothing back into the gold garments, which are the lower level, when he's going out of the Kodesh Kodoshim, and now he's going to be back outside in the lower level holiness, why is he toiveling over there? Because outside versus inside is similar to Nase versus Nishma. We had learned earlier, Makifin and Pnimim in a sense. And Nishma is the Makif. Nase is the Pnimi. Nishma is the higher level of light. Nase is the lower level of light. Nishma is the nistar, that which I don't know yet. Nase is what I'm already doing, what I already know. As soon as a person acquires the nishma, he turns it into nase. Knows that which was originally nistar to me, that which I didn't know. 5 minutes ago, I didn't know something. Now, over the past 5 minutes, you explained it to me. Now, at the end of the 5 minutes, it becomes nigla to me. But before we started, it was nistar. After our conversation, it became nigla. When he first went into the Holy of Holies, he was tapping into nishma. When he did what he was supposed to do over there, that light, which before was nishma to him, became nase to him, and he gets a new nishma. Every time you convert nishma to nase, you're given a new nishma. Every time you learn a certain level of Torah, you're given a new level that's above you. Kohen Gadol is about to enter into the Holy of Holies, then the level of light that's in the Holy of Holies is called nishma. As soon as he goes in there and he accomplishes what he was supposed to accomplish there, he converts the nishma into nase. He acquires that nishma. Now he's got it. Now it's his. Now it's Torah Soy, like we said before. Before you acquire the Torah, it's called Torah Hashem. Once you acquire it, it's called Torah Soy. Before you acquire it, it's nishma. Once you acquire it, it's nase. Each time a person achieves a certain nase of nishma, he's given a new nase of nishma. And that's why he has to toivel even when he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim and comes outside and switches into the lower level garments, into the gold garments. Because each time the Kohen Gadol is making a move, he's going to a higher level. Even when he's going down to go up. Therefore, there's a sense to toiveling. Because each time you're moving up, you're toiveling first.